Hey guys, my name is Rita B and welcome to my podcast, Faking Adulthood, where we talk all things about absolutely nothing because we don't know what we're doing. We don't know anything. Anyways, every week I'll be having a different co-host and we'll be talking about life and love and things and every single thing in between. Today, my co-host is Sorrel. Woo! We are so excited.
I'm so excited to be on. Oh my God.
We are here. Like, I'm really, really happy.
I am so excited.
Like, I'm really excited.
Also, I remember when you first brought up this podcast idea to me. Do you remember the day?
Married at First Sight. Yeah. Shoot.
And I was like, do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
I remember. Oh my God. I was still thinking about it. I was like, I really want to do a podcast. Yeah. And you were like, do it.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Do it. Don't even think about it. Go. It. Yeah. And you were like, okay, cool. I'm gonna do it.
I feel like I did it like a month later.
Yeah.
That is crazy. Yeah. I've actually completely forgot about that.
When I saw it come out, I was like, my baby girl did it. We did it, Joe.
Was like thinking about it so much. I was like, I want to do a podcast. How do I do it? What kind of vibe be?
No, you're smashing it.
And it's like, okay, we're just going to do it.
You're smashing it.
Thank you, man. Thank you for being
here.
Honestly, like even like when I first started, you were like on the list immediately. I was like, I need Sorrel.
Yeah.
I need to get Sorrel on. But I was like, I don't want to get her in too early.
No.
Not too soon. I want it to marinate a little bit. Because you already do your thing. I don't want you to get here and be like, oh, Lord.
What kind of podcast is this? No, the set is cute. The vibe is cute. The guests have been cute. So I'm honoured to be on the list of guests. So, yeah. It's all good.
Welcome to the show, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
Like, so, you know, the guys, they know.
Yeah.
Before I even move on, actually, let me set a timer. Because one thing about me, I'm going to be gisting.
We can talk.
And we're going to wonder, where did the time go?
Yeah.
You know,
we haven't covered point one. What have we been talking about?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Right, now we're on.
Okay,
so the guys, they know, my listeners, my watchers, they know that I like to start my show with a complaint of the day.
Nice.
It's very important to me.
Simple.
Do you know what I mean? If the show was just complaints, I would be happy.
Oh,
but apparently that's not suitable.
People don't really like that.
So I had to add some other things. The show is mainly because so I can complain.
Cool.
Okay, so every week I have a complaint, and my complaint this week, it's not bad. It's not a bad complaint. It's a personal thing.
Okay.
And maybe some people will judge this, but at the end of the day, it's my show.
That's fine.
Okay? And it's my show and I'm going to do what I want to do.
You do that.
So it's really simple. Mm. My complaint of the day is when women become mothers and then they start saying things like their baby is their best friend. For me, your baby is 2 months old. There's absolutely no way that this baby can be your best friend. You know, I think language is very important. You can love the child.
Absolutely.
You can be grateful the child came from
Yes.
you. Best friend?
Best friend?
2 months?
Friend?
Friend? I don't even know you.
Friend is crazy. Let alone best friend.
No. I don't even know you, bro.
Who are you?
I get it. Like, you've been in my stomach for 9 months. But there's a lot going on. I had to push. First of all, based on the pain that I've heard it's given you might be my enemy.
Exactly that part. Because for us to get to this point, you've actually put me through endurance that I didn't need to go through.
Right.
So can you call yourself my friend?
You've been invasive. You've been chilling, you know.
Rude. And now we want to say... Best friend? That's a fair complaint, Rita.
I'm just like...
That is a fair complaint.
And they do it all the time, you know? They'll have a little picture, be like, oh yeah, just me and my best friend. I'm like, yeah, baby's cute, but that is not your best friend.
Yeah.
And like, you can imagine, like, if one of my friends have a baby now, I'm thinking, I've been around for like 15 years.
This is what you wanted to talk about.
I've had to earn that place. And what, some kid comes around and suddenly, oh yeah, that's my best friend. No, they're not.
They're not your best friend.
Okay. They haven't seen you in any of your journey. They haven't seen you in your ups, your downs, haven't supported you.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
So I'm just going to be replaced?
And it's just rude because like you get replaced twice, right? Because your friend gets a boyfriend.
Yeah.
My best friend.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my best friend. You can't even tell your friend a secret because
you know the boyfriend knows.
And that's fine. I can accept that you are going to tell your partner, my gist. All I ask for is let your boyfriend pretend he doesn't know.
Thank you. Teach him some decorum.
Have some decorum.
Have some grace about you. You know something, but act like you don't know.
Act like you don't know. Don't be like, oh yeah, I heard about you and John.
No.
Excuse me?
No, you didn't hear anything.
You don't know nothing.
No.
Stop.
No.
You know? So that's my complaint of the day. And I know it's quite specific. And I don't want the mothers who are listening, you know, to feel offended by this, okay? Because it's my complaint.
Fairs.
I don't have any kids. So I can't relate. I can only, by what I see.
Yes.
And what is realistic.
Yeah.
And there is absolutely no way on this planet that a two-month-old is your best friend.
If we're just going off of the facts.
It's just facts. It's not possible.
It's not. Child is good enough.
I think child is good enough.
Child is good enough.
Oh, here are my child.
It covers all the bases. Like,
you can even put my lovely child.
Like, yeah.
You know, the child of my life.
My amazing child.
My amazing child.
I love my miracle baby. That's a beautiful one.
Oh, that's even better.
Beautiful.
Beautiful one.
Best friend.
They'll be like, my bestie. I'm like,
girl, please.
Girl. But yeah. That's my complaint of the day.
Good for
you. Simple.
Does it feel good to get it off?
Do you know what? Actually, it feels fantastic. Yeah.
Do you have any friends that are currently pregnant? Just so I understand.
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, cool.
But
cool.
At least, you know, this media lasts forever and, you know, they will always be able to revert back to this, that this is completely unacceptable. And then when I have my child and I'm like me and my bestie, someone can refer back to it.
Yeah.
But I never said that I wasn't a hypocrite.
Oh, one thing I will do is say a word and go back on it. One thing I will do. I will tell people, go to therapy. Therapy is good for you. Whilst actively ghosting my therapist. Whilst actively literally saying, Louise, don't call me.
Yeah.
Do not chat to me, babe. I am a hypocrite. But that's okay.
I think that's okay. It's not a crime. I just don't know where these things came from.
I'm supposed to be perfect?
Who told you I was perfect? Because I never said I was perfect. I never said I was perfect. I never said I wasn't a hypocrite. Let me tell you something. I can say something this week and change my mind.
Tomorrow.
So I can change my mind in an hour. In this episode, I can start something in the beginning.
Yes.
And by the end, I'm like, you know what?
Change my mind.
I've changed my mind.
The thing is, like, no variable is the same. I haven't had breakfast today. I feel one way. The minute I eat something, I might feel differently.
Oh, my God. That is, you know, that like, is a word. Honestly.
No variable is the same.
It's never, like, honestly, like, if I make a decision before coffee, right, it might not be good.
Exactly.
If I make a decision after coffee, I'll be alive.
We don't know what's happening.
And now it's like, actually, I take it back because I'm only saying yes to this because I've had coffee.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
So we should be allowed.
Give me leeway.
Leeway.
Give me grace.
Grace.
Give me grace.
Yeah.
That's
absolutely.
It. Yeah.
Well, thank you for accepting my complaint of the day.
I love that.
Yeah, what's your complaint?
My complaint of the day is kind of based on some truth in the sense that I recently went to a wedding. Mm. Beautiful wedding.
Mm. Love a wedding.
Love a wedding. Mm. And there was a dress code for the wedding. And the dress code, simple, all white. Really simple.
Mm.
All white.
Mm-hmm.
All white. Just want to really clarify that it was the color white. Yeah. Tell me why my eyeball is seeing variations of navy and checkered. I saw a woman with a red belt. And I thought to myself, no, you people are actually disrespectful.
Yeah.
Because were it my event, you wouldn't have been gained entry.
Yeah.
And I don't care if you're my mother or my best friend little child.
Yeah.
You're not coming in if I tell you all white to my... So... What are we doing? So you think I just said it for fun? You think I just open my mouth, I just decide? No, there's a reason behind why I want all white. And now here you are ruining my aesthetic.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I do like a dress code because I do get like bad social anxiety sometimes. Mm. So not having to think about like, will I be overdressed, underdressed, helps me. Like all white, all black, cool. That's a simple dress code. The dress codes I don't like are when it's like dress to impress.
Oh, what does that mean? What does that mean?
What does that even mean?
Because I'm impressed in my joggers.
Exactly.
Is that impressible to you? Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Come to slay. I slay every day. So now what are we...
What are we wearing?
What?
Yeah.
Tell me what you want from me.
Yeah. 100%.
And I can deliver.
Yeah.
They told us white.
Wow.
And black people.
Wow.
And you know what? It's not just black people. Let me not close us off to that. Loads of people do it. This issue is across races. It's across genders. It's across nationalities. And we need to sort it out.
Yeah.
Because if you're given a dress code, stick to the code.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? This is a fantastic complaint because it's completely unacceptable.
No,
it's unacceptable.
It's unacceptable.
Someone says, wear white.
It's a simple colour.
Yeah, it's a sense of entitlement. Because what you're saying is that you don't believe that anyone can tell you what to do.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? You exactly. think that you're better than everyone else.
Exactly.
And the thing is, as well, what does that say about you? Because you've walked in knowing everyone's going to be in white. So what you've said, actually, you want to cause a distraction to the wedding.
That, exactly that. You want to be the main star of
the
show.
Yeah. So it's actually deeper than just the colour. Because actually it's a wedding.
In fact, you need therapy. In fact.
Because what? I just want to know the process. You look at the invite, it says white. You say, yeah.
Well,
I want to do my own thing.
I see white, but I don't feel. I don't feel like I embody white, so
it's not matching my spirit.
Exactly,
today.
Exactly.
I don't give a heck about the pictures. Fine. I don't mind if in the picture everyone's in white and I'm in navy.
Doesn't matter to me. Yeah. I saw a woman in a floral yellow dress. I said, no, you.
She's taking it. No, she's taking a mic.
Bring back jumping
people. No, she's taking a mic.
You're taking a mic. Floral yellow.
Floral.
I said.
You can't even do cream. Like, let's do colours in the same family.
I would have taken a beige.
Yeah.
I could have almost taken
like a brown. Almost.
Because at least you can melt it together. Yellow and flowers.
It's very disrespectful. Yeah.
Finish.
Yeah. Yes, Sarah, that's a fantastic complaint. It's a valid complaint.
Thank you.
I just think it's very disrespectful. It's a sense of entitlement. You know, a few weeks ago, I spoke about people who break the rules and how that makes me feel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a sense of entitlement. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? You just don't think that you need to abide by the law of the land.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And that's
it's not right. You know, I saw someone, it said no entry in Tottenham Court Road, and I just saw him walking there and I thought,
you're lawless.
Who do you think you are? See us walking all the way around.
Yeah.
And then you decide, actually, I don't care.
I'm better than the rest.
I'm just going to... It's red.
Oh.
It says no entry.
Oh.
And he walked there so, you know, the way he was dressed, I remember it specifically because I actually stood in the middle of the station and looked.
Looked around to see, am I the only one seeing
How can you just walk
Is it
in?
Just me?
And it was slow. He was even wearing beige. I remember he was wearing a top and trousers and he had like a case. And I looked and I thought, this is not right.
Is it just... Is it like, hello, people... People of God, can anyone else see this madness? Or is it just me?
Honestly, no. I really couldn't believe it.
No.
So this is fantastic complaint.
Entitlement leave.
Yeah.
Must be gone.
Thank you for sharing that with me.
Thank you so much for giving me the space.
Yeah. I feel honored to have received that complaint. It's very fantastic.
Feels good to get it off my chest.
Yeah, does it feel good?
I've been holding it in, I'm not gonna lie. I've been holding it in because also it was the wedding of I was a plus one at the wedding and I was riled up for people who don't know me. I was angry on their behalf and I thought
you were like, this is not right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is so wrong. You need to talk to your people.
You need to talk to your people. Unacceptable. Thank you.
I'm glad I got that off my
chest. No, thank you. I know everyone listening also appreciates that complaint. As my listeners know, man, I'm learning English again, you know.
Mm.
Because I realised that, like, you know, my brain hasn't been as active as it needs to be.
Yes.
So every week I have a word of the day.
Word of the day.
Yeah. Okay. And the thing is, English isn't my first language, so certain words, I see it, but how I say it, it comes out differently.
It doesn't connect.
It doesn't connect. Okay. Yeah. So it can be quite difficult for me, but each week I'm getting better.
Okay.
One of the words that I learned was superfluous.
Superfluous?
It's a beautiful word, yeah.
What does that mean?
I love that you asked me that question. Okay. It means unnecessary. Oh. You know, when someone's saying something to you or they're getting angry, it's like, cool down, baby. This is superfluous.
Ooh.
You know, what you're saying to me right now is superfluous.
It's you're a tongue twister, though. I don't like that. Suplo.
Yeah, it's like French. It kind of, you think you're going into French, but then it comes back to English.
It's
superfluous. You know?
Superfluous.
Yeah. My word last week was propinquity.
Eish.
Yeah.
Propinquity.
Yeah, it means proximity.
I won't be using it. I would use superfluous. I'm not throwing in propinquity in my sentence. I'm sorry, I'm not doing that. But
it's okay. No, it's fine. I'm just trying to teach. You're
broadening my vocab and I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So my word of the day today is innocuous.
Good word. I have heard that.
Yeah.
Innocuous. Hold on, let me see if I can remember what it means. Innocuous.
Mm.
Does it mean like not obscure, but like if someone can be innocuous? No? Okay, let me shut up. Tell me what it means.
It's okay. Sorry. No, you know what? I love that you're like...
I'm really into this now.
Yeah. But what I like is the humbleness of it. You like willing to learn.
Yeah.
And I like to be an English teacher. So this is like a dream for me. So innocuous, basically not likely to give offense. So it means not likely to give offense or to arouse strong feelings or hostility. So it's inoffensive. It's harmless.
Okay.
Oh, it's like, oh no, it's innocuous. It's not that big of a deal. Do you know what I mean? It's like, what's the big deal? It's innocuous. It's harmless.
Okay.
So I guess it's another word for harmless.
Harmless.
Yeah. So I guess a sentence in it would be, exactly, gossip is relatively innocuous.
Right. Okay.
It's harmless.
Okay. It is.
We're just having a bit of a goss.
Bit of a chat.
Bit of a chat. It's innocuous. It's harmless.
Okay. Innocuous. I like that.
It's a good word,
that's
right?
That's a good word.
It's a really good word. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. So that's my word of the day. Wait, let's see if I even said it right. Because I'm teaching. But did I even say it right? So I'm saying innocuous. Let's hear it.
Innocuous.
Perfect. Wow.
I'm getting better every week.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Innocuous. Also, that sounded like, what's that man with the remote?
The remote that does a dog.
The man who talks through the computer.
Oh, Stephen Hawkins.
Hawkins.
Yeah. Is he still alive?
No.
Oh, he died.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
Yeah, but that sounded like him.
Innocuous. Yeah. So that is my word of the day. It's so bad of me because I started this episode and I didn't show gratitude for something that happened to me today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. At approximately 11:06 today.
You can't say approximately and it then was. Give me the exact time.
No, it was. At approximately 11:06 today. Sorry, I nearly lost my life. I did.
I don't want to laugh. Sorry, let me...
No, because I did. Mm-hmm. And actually, mm-hmm. You know, they say that when you have a near-death experience, you really start to think about your life, mm-hmm. the things I could have said, mm. the things I could have done, you know, the people I should ask for forgiveness, the people I should forgive, right? Mm-hmm. But you just don't know when that moment will come.
Mm-hmm.
Today at approximately 11:06, mm-hmm. I was coming here today, and this is why I don't like to leave my house before 12, yeah? I was going up the escalator, and mm-hmm. it's weird because it's like... you get set up for things because, anyways, I was walking up the escalators.
Yeah.
Confidently, switching to the Victoria line, right? I was coming from the Jubilee. Suddenly, my lace got caught at the end of the escalator.
Your shoelace.
My shoelace. And it's a shoelace that earlier on,
I've given you issues.
I had tucked it in because I was like, I'll deal with it later.
Look at you.
You see, in life, we'll say, I'll deal with it later. I will deal with it later. But we don't know that later may not come. Sorrel. God. The lace is caught on the end. And I'm walking confidently. And as I'm walking, it just, I said,
no.
And I'm like, oh. I'm trying to move, and people are going past me like this.
No.
One uncle had to lie, and I'm holding my phone in one hand, and it's trying to move, And then I had to now go a little bit forward, and then it now released.
Oh my God.
And you know what the worst thing about this was? Yeah? Earlier, I had created a playlist called Oyinbo Music That Makes You Feel Alive.
Get out.
So I was listening to music. I put the ambience setting on, noise cancelling.
Oh.
So I'm not hearing the people tell me what to do.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm not hearing it.
You're just panicking.
I'm just panicking. I'm trying to get my foot out of the thing.
Oh, no.
And then suddenly the guy now helped me, this uncle. And I said to him, wow, thank you. I nearly lost my life. And he said, yeah, you nearly lost your leg.
Oh, my God. And I said, yeah.
And that happened today at approximately 11:06. Because I looked at the time immediately because I said, wow.
Mark this
I had
time.
To mark this moment. Yeah. I couldn't believe it.
That is crazy. I'm not gonna lie. That is scary. That's my definition for how, like, I would panic. I wouldn't even know. I'd take my shoe off.
But it's like I didn't even think to take off my shoe.
Oh, I would just take my shoe off.
I just cleaned it. It's I just didn't even think to take off. I was just thinking.
Like, my new clean shoe. I just cleaned it.
Like, it was crazy, but damn, it was just insane the way earlier on, all I had to do was tie it. And I was like, I'll deal with it later.
No, but that, listen, that's a word.
I think there's a word
that's
in there.
That's a word.
Deal with it later.
Yeah.
But you don't know. It's a setup. And I've always wondered, like, ooh, when certain things happen in people's lives, like, you always get, like, a pre-warning. Mm. And I feel like that was my pre-warning. Like, imagine. And the thing is, it was getting tighter. Do you know what I mean? It was just like.
Damn. It was pulling and pulling. Yeah. No, that's a word. That's a word.
Procrastination.
A word. Babe, when it comes to procrastinating, one thing about me, I'm going to procrastinate. Right. Do you know how crazy procrastination is, yeah? I could be like, it could be something so important. Mm. And like, my brain would just be like, not right now.
Not the right time.
No. Real Housewives? That's what, and it's so mad, because then, what? 2 hours, 3 hours, 24 hours before the deadline,
yeah,
I'm scrambling.
Panicking. Oh, yeah.
I'm like, gotta do it.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Do you know what? I actually heard that that's a form of anxiety.
I would believe that.
Yeah, and so my therapist told me this. She was like, this is like anxiety. Like, when you procrastinate, there's also like this level of like anxiety surrounding it.
Yeah.
And she was like, you know when like you have something big coming up, like let's say you have like something like hosting something, it's like a form of anxiety when you're like, oh, I've got this.
Yeah.
It's fine. Mm-hmm. So like not overly preparing, because you're like, oh no, I've got this. But actually you don't got it.
No.
You don't got it.
Because when it gets to the day, you're like, I don't.
So yeah. Now I'm like, I over. So I actually like forced myself to not procrastinate, because I'm like, okay, I'm anxious. That's what's making me procrastinate. Yeah. Let me just do it. But I can be such a bad procrastinator. And it'll be so easy.
So easy.
It would take 2 minutes.
I do believe that I have undiagnosed ADHD. Mm. I'm currently in the process of actually speaking to getting my diagnosis, because I'm speaking to my therapist as well. Mm-hmm. Love her, even though I ghosted her for a while. Anyways, she was saying that with ADHD, a simple task, where it's, for example, wake up, brush your teeth. Mm. That is not one task. That's not going to brush your teeth. Mm-hmm. That is like four tasks for someone with ADHD. That's getting out of bed, walking to the bathroom, brushing your teeth, putting your toothbrush back, walking back and starting the day.
Yeah.
She was like, all those five then overwhelm you to the point where you're like, I can't do anything. So you just sit. You just like, you just stop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, yeah.
You're like, yeah, I do that.
Because it could be so simple.
Yeah.
Like, the simplest of things. And I'm like, I'm overwhelmed. I can't. I'm overwhelmed right now. My brain can't function.
Yeah.
And also because it's not giving me like my quote unquote dopamine hit, where it's like fun. If it's not a fun thing, I'm like, I don't want to do it. But if it's something work related or like fun where I'm like, I get to go do this. I'm like, cool, I'll do that.
Yeah,
taxes,
yeah.
No. I don't want to do my like, bloody taxes.
I don't do my taxes.
Ew.
Yeah.
Math. Ew.
Like, stop. Why am I doing that?
No.
It's boring.
No, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
But you have to do it.
You have to do it, man.
And you can't procrastinate.
Yeah, man. I procrastinate with letters.
Yeah.
Not as bad. When I was younger, oh, Lord.
Opening letters. But I think opening letters is scary. When I was young and I was in debt, opening letters was like, I don't want to do that.
When it's that brown thing.
Listen.
Oh.
I was like, let me flip and put it under
the floor. I'll deal with that later.
Yes.
And then later just doesn't come.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was bad when I was driving, because it's like, I'll get the letters. I'm like, I'll deal with that later. I'll deal with it later. And then one day there's a knock on the door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, later is now.
Later is now. Cool, they're like, yeah, you owe £2,000.
Yeah. You actually got a parking ticket 2 years ago. Yeah, and you still haven't paid for. So.
Which I think is outrageous for them to hold on to that.
Like, let it go.
Let it go.
Forgive.
Let it go.
Forgive and forget.
I had a call the other day, actually, and I couldn't believe it. And I spoke to the woman, actually. Yeah. I said, look, this is unacceptable.
Yeah.
You have to let this
go.
That's what, literally what
it's
I said
giving
to her.
Stalker.
Yeah. Like, basically, they called me. I couldn't believe this. It was from the salon days, my salon days.
Oh.
I sold the salon like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Right? They said, oh, we synced up our system. I think it was Eon or something.
Are you mad?
They said, oh, we synced up our system. Oh, it shows that you owe, I think they said it was like £200, and they've added a 150 fee on top. So she's explaining it to me. I said, when she said Radiant, I said, who? She's like, Radiant. I said, look, I sold that business like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, what are you actually asking me? She breaks it down. I let her break it down. And at the end of it, she's like, okay, so are you able to make that payment today? I said, absolutely not. I said, I can't make that payment. No. Like, I said, this is 5 years. In that time, we've had a pandemic.
Yeah.
So much has happened.
Yeah.
You've remembered me 5 years later. And I'm supposed to just, I said, I've got my own expenses now. My life is different now. I can't pay for this.
No.
She's like, oh, I'm going to talk to my manager. Maybe we can take off the fee. I said, you do what you need to do.
I'm not paying it.
But I'm not paying it.
Also, first of all, 5 years, ridiculous.
It's insane. Let it go.
Ridiculous.
Let it go.
Secondly, is it my issue your original system wasn't synced? So I have to pay a bill because you didn't sync your system. Is it my system?
What's it got to do with me?
I'm actually not in that storyline. Take me out of the email thread. I'm not.
Take me out of the email. What do you mean?
I'm not involved in that group
chat. I couldn't believe it, you know. I was so deeply offended. Yeah, I was like doing my makeup at the time and I was just like, what's going on?
Also the audacity.
It's audacious.
The audacity.
To be like in 2019, in 2024. Do you know what I've been through in that time?
It's crazy.
I said, no, wrap this up. I said, I'm not paying.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. Do you know what I mean? Do you believe in citizen's arrest?
No.
I don't know why we don't do it enough.
You want more citizens arresting one another?
I just wonder why I don't hear more about it.
Is that a thing in the UK?
It's a thing in the UK. The citizen's arrest.
You know what?
Like
on a bucket list thing, I would like to go through with the citizen arrest.
Can you imagine? Because it's actually a real thing. You can see someone do that. You can go, excuse me.
I would, as a bucket list thing, I would enjoy that, I think.
I feel like I would really enjoy that. Like, honestly, think about it. Imagine, like, honestly, like, when I saw it, I was like, wait a second.
But I don't know if I...
It could be risky, because obviously people like, you know, racists and stuff like that. You know, it can get dark. But in just a general thing of, like, you know, littering, someone, their dog has pooed. But and it there's no... They don't clean it up.
Yeah.
And it's like, this is illegal. It says there, the law is you have to clean up after your dogs and stuff. And you don't do that.
Yeah.
And then you're walking, you arrest go ahead, and you're like, excuse me, citizen arrest.
It's the hand up. Excuse me. I'm actually now doing a citizen's arrest.
By law,
arrest.
You can do it, yeah. Wow. Like, basically, you can do a citizen's arrest if you feel like the police, there's no police around. And they're not going to get there in time.
Okay.
And you can now decide to do a citizen's arrest.
I wonder if there's any, like, famous arrests that have happened by citizens.
I wonder. Because you can literally be a hero.
A part of me is like, on the one hand, if I see a crime happening, I'm one of them people who's like, I'm not involved. The most I will do is call the police once I have left. But I'm not that person.
Yeah, to be honest.
I'm not involved. I'm real sorry about it, but I'm not a police officer. I'm not involved.
Yeah.
But obviously, if it's like, you know, like a crime where I feel like I can get involved in, and let's say, I don't know.
What would be a crime that you think that maybe you could like, you see this and you're like, do you know what? This is a citizen's arrest. Citizen's arrest.
Citizen's arrest.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
I also don't know what someone's response would be. What would you respond to someone? If you parked on like a red route or something.
Exactly.
And then somebody was like, excuse me, sis, what would you do? Because the way I'd cuss you out, I'd be like, are you dumb? You
know? Imagine that you actually walk around with your own badge.
Own badge. Oh, we make it on Canva.
Yeah, you're like, this is my badge.
A badge.
Listen, this is what I've decided to give myself. I'm like, okay, this is how I feel alive.
Fairs.
I'm a, you know, you're parked on a red. You're not allowed.
To be fair, though, I will say this. Whenever I see, you know, those neighborhood watch signs, I feel safe.
I feel something.
I'm like, thank you to the middle-aged men who are patrolling my streets at night. Thank you so much for keeping me and mine safe. I genuinely do like the neighborhood
because
watch
they take
people.
It seriously. They as do. Well. They take. They have their little meetings.
And they'll send out like little pamphlets. Like yesterday, there was an unnamed man walking around.
Yeah.
We've seen him 4 times.
Yeah.
Please keep an eye open. Keep your windows locked. I'm like, wow.
You care.
Steven, thank you so much. Thank you so
you
much.
You care about me.
I do like that.
No, honestly, in my elderly age,
yeah,
I'm going to be that person.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to be watching out what's going on.
I'm the person of the blinds.
Yeah, I'm going to...
I'm like, that car's parked out 3 times outside of this house. Right. And you ain't never been here before.
You ain't been here before.
What's going on?
What's going on here?
Yeah.
What's happening? Because I do it now. I walk around.
100%.
Sometimes I'll see some people. I'm like, this is suspicious. Hmm. I don't do anything about it.
No.
But it's suspicious.
Me and my siblings were convinced that one of our neighbors was having an affair. As in, like, you couldn't tell us otherwise.
Is he?
Convinced.
Would you have said something?
No! Absolutely not. Absolutely not. But yeah, her husband was, like, away. He worked in the military. Mm. And then, I don't really know how it works, but I think you have, like, time there and then you can come home for, like, a little bit. But when he was away, there was different people over at the house. Oh. And then one day, you know how like when the house we used to have back in the day, you can see into your next door neighbor's garden from your like,
Room. Yeah.
And one time we saw her sat on this man's lap. They weren't kissing or nothing, but I was like, that is not a married woman sitting on another man's lap.
Oh,
that's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. So we were convinced. So, but I would not have got involved again. Yeah. Not my business.
It's not my business. Not so yeah, business. You're not gonna make a good citizens
officer.
No. Yeah. No. I think I might try it one day.
Just for
like what? Because imagine how that feels.
If anyone can do it, it's you.
Imagine how that feels. You like jump on them. You're like, I've seen it in the movies. And you're like, this is a citizen's arrest.
You've got to sit on them.
Yeah.
So you really like overpower
them. You really
like,
you're like, I'm arresting you. Yeah. This is wrong.
I've already called the police.
They're on the way.
They're on the way. Hold
this
tight.
Is wrong. Yeah. These are my handcuffs.
Fairs.
Stay there.
Fairs.
That would be very, 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 it'll be scary, but I think I'm going to do it one day. Just to see the reaction.
I support you. I'll be clapping for you on the sidelines. I don't know if I would actively get involved.
That's fine.
But
that's
fairs.
Fine. I just wanted to get your opinion on
this
that.
This is a citizen's arrest. Excuse me.
Imagine giving Nigerian people that access.
Excuse me.
Hello, excuse me.
But do you know who could execute a good citizen's arrest? A Nigerian uncle. Let me tell you now.
And that's what I visualize.
Let me tell you. And a Nigerian auntie, they're getting the job done.
If you say there's a money incentive. Oh.
We've got some of the best police officers in the game.
In the game.
Some of the top tier detectives game.
Listen.
Trust me. And they have authority when they speak.
Do you get it?
People will listen.
Do you get it? I just think not enough people know about it. And that's it. I'm telling you.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
I'm going to believe you. I don't have the data to argue
to back
against.
It up.
So I'm going to believe you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what's going on.
Shout
what are your top TV shows? I like to get to know people via the stuff that they watch.
Top TV shows. Mm. Okay.
Top five.
Five.
Oh, did I say top three?
You said three.
Okay, top three. I'll give you top three.
But I could maybe go five. But okay. Top three would be... Ooh, okay. Schitt's Creek. Have you ever watched it?
I have.
What did you think?
I started it.
And?
I was bored.
Rita.
I think I watched... Wait, hold on. Schitt's Creek. And it's got the guy from Ozark. Is it that one?
That's not the guy from Ozark.
Okay, that's another comedy, right? Okay, no. These guys, they lost their money, right? And they went to the hotel, and they're in a hotel.
Yeah,
and it's got the, okay, because I was about to say, because that one with the guy from Ozark is one of the worst comedies I've ever seen in my life.
I think you're talking of, is it Parks and...
No. That's a good one. I can't remember, but I'm going to...
The guy from Ozark?
Yeah, and people say that it's a great comedy. I need to Google it.
They're like,
it's a great comedy. And it is one of the worst comedies. At the end of it, I felt physically sick.
Oh,
I was like, this is one of the worst comedies.
Oh.
It's not funny.
Oh.
Not even a little bit. Okay, Jason Bateman's in it. This guy, Jason Bateman.
Yeah.
And he was in Arrested Development.
Terrible.
One of the worst comedies I've ever watched in my entire life.
I will say this. There are moments.
Moments.
Of like, ha, ha.
Moments.
As an episode, if I sit down, I'm like, oh.
This is awful, and I watched it to the end.
Yeah.
Because I had to see it through.
Yeah.
And it never got better. It was it made me feel
Arrested
sick.
Development
it's
bad.
Terrible.
Yeah, it was.
Okay, Schitt's Creek, I haven't seen that.
Schitt's Creek is so good.
Okay, I only seen one episode.
I binged it during lockdown, mm-hmm. and then I watched it again recently, like maybe a month ago. Mm. It's so cleverly written and like, yeah, really funny. And then I also said, top three is tough.
It is tough. It's tough.
I would have to say House MD. Have you ever watched it?
I haven't.
If you're into like complicated characters who are like, there should be villains, but you have a soft spot for them.
Okay.
He's that. Mm. And I also just, yeah, it's a good watch. Okay. It's a good watch. And then I also really liked The Bodyguard.
The Bodyguard was very good.
The Bodyguard was really good.
Yeah. But it was only one season, no?
It was only one season. Yeah. And I've got other like recent ones where it's been like only one season. So, did you watch The Diplomat?
I didn't watch that actually. It's really good.
I was literally adding Netflix weekly saying, I need season two. Wow. It's coming out in October. I need it.
Okay.
What else? New Girl?
Fantastic. That fantastic show.
New Girl is so good. Oh my God.
I have to literally watch it. I watch it so many times and it gets better each time. The older you get, the better it gets.
It's funnier every single time.
And I love their ages.
I love their relationships to one another.
Yeah.
And their quirky weirdness.
Yeah.
And Nick and Schmidt are my favorite duo on TV. They are
the best duo. So good. Oh! It makes no sense how good it is.
Yeah.
And each time you watch it, so my friend Israel was like, every time you watch it, focus on a different character.
100%.
And honestly,
100%.
It's so enjoyable when 100%. You focus on a different character each time because you just get something new.
Because I think the first time I watched it, naturally, I focused on Zoe's character.
Yeah.
And then the next time I watched it, it was definitely, I think it was Schmidt's character where I was like, oh.
Hilarious.
Whoever wrote this?
Like, you, 10 out of 10.
You are a genius.
Yeah,
you 10 know, out of 10. And obviously the acting is great.
Yeah.
But that's a really funny show for me.
Yeah. Interesting. I think you've said five, actually.
Have I? Okay, sorry.
What's interesting about your selections, though?
Say more.
Is
I feel like
the
I
fact
what
that
say.
One season shows can even enter a top.
Oh, top. Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm like, it's one season. I don't know if you can repeat this.
The thing is, I'm not a series girl.
Okay.
I don't actually like series.
Okay.
It takes a lot for me.
Interesting.
To stay. Because I'm not going to lie to you. I actually think it's a bit, only the best writers can keep me engaged for an entire series. Mm. I dip out, usually after season one or two.
Interesting.
Because it's boring after that point. You're just dragging out storylines at this point.
Really?
She got married, she didn't get married, the boyfriend came back, the husband came back, he's dead. She's like, I don't care. I don't care. Wrap this up. I like movies. I like, give me an hour and a half, give me 2 hours. I can sit through that. We come to an end, a conclusion, done.
Interesting.
I don't have to think about these people ever again.
We are opposites.
You like series?
Oh, you. I hate movies.
What?
I love a series.
What?
It's so interesting.
I feel like I get too emotionally invested in series.
I like that. You see me, like after a show is done, I'm still thinking about that character. Do you know what I mean? Like I watched Monk recently. For the first time.
Oh my gosh. Great.
Yeah.
Great.
Fantastic show. Great. The ending was beautiful. It was.
Yeah.
And
I haven't finished it, but.
No, I finished it. Yeah. I think it's like 8 seasons or something. Yeah. Finished the whole thing. At the end of it, I missed him. I was like, I miss Monk.
That's sweet.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I watch things like over and over again. Like, I love a show. Give me 6 seasons.
Wow.
Give me 8. Because I like to see, like, how is this going to... The development, the characters. How is this going to unravel? What happens next? A film is too short. Because it's like, where are they now?
Sequel. What happened? You get a sequel.
Oh, the sequel. Oh, I'm just not a film babe. I hear it. Hours.
My man is exactly
really
the same. So he's been trying to get me to watch Game of Thrones.
It's right? A good show.
I won't watch Game of Thrones. I love, and can I just say this? I love House of the Dragons, but I started it at the right time.
So you watched House of Dragons without Game of Thrones?
Yeah. You know, and he was like, you need to watch it. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, blah, blah, blah. It's about dragons. The dragons are there. I don't even watch it. Shut up. So he's like very much like he'll watch season after season and he gets into it. Dexter, have you watched that as well?
I have watched Dexter. I've been talking about Dexter for a couple of weeks.
Okay, and
I hate Dexter with my whole heart. As a character,
okay. At what point did you start hating Dexter?
I started hating Dexter, I think, by season two.
And that is where I dropped off.
Yeah, because I said, who do you think you are?
You think you're righteous and holy, and you're a literal murderer.
Exactly.
You are a murderer. I don't care who you're murdering. You're a murderer.
You're a murderer. Who gives you the right to decide who dies and who doesn't? Like, you are a murderer. And when he started to really, like, interrupt the law,
yeah,
as in they were close to catching someone,
yeah,
and you interrupt it so you can lay them on your table and give them some self-righteous speech,
yeah,
and then kill them. I'm like,
Nah.
And that's when I started, but I still watched all the rest of the season.
But the thing is with Dexter, which, I mean, I have to understand, is the fact that obviously his character is complicated, that he is, like, a sociopath.
Yeah.
So
he has no emotions.
It's like scratching the itch for him in the best way possible.
Yeah.
But still.
Send him to jail.
Yeah. You think you're better than everyone and I don't like that.
Send him to jail.
I don't like that.
Immediately.
Yeah, Dexter, I dropped out after season two. So
that's
I was like,
really interesting.
My mom gets really upset about it. My brothers used to get upset about it at home. My mum used to get, because we'd start something together and then I'd be like, I am bored. Carry on your own.
Oh yeah, that would upset me.
Yeah, I'm not watching the rest. Yeah, tell me. I'd be like, give me the cliff notes.
Oh yeah, that would upset me.
Yeah.
Because I find it like we're coming together.
It's a community thing.
As a community thing.
I hear it.
That's really interesting.
Give me a film, I'll watch a film over and over.
You're just such an actor. Like, oh, actors, oh, we love
film. We love film.
Oh, cinematography. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Who was the director?
Who was the director? I'm going to slightly wrap it up.
Yeah.
Give me a show.
Yeah. No, I hear it.
Give me a show. When I see it, like, I think for me, like, my dream would be, like, to be in a show, I feel like.
Like
more
than a consistent series.
More than a film, I think. Unless the film is like a really like cool, like coming of age or like rom-com and something funny and it's really
cool.
What
would your ideal character be to play?
I feel like...
Like if I was to say, Rija, I've got a script for you, okay? Mm. And I really want to write you into it and we can write you as anything under the sun. Mm. Who and what would you like to play?
That's such a good question. I feel you're like, time to ask
let's
questions.
Get into it. Yeah.
I feel like maybe, do you know what? Yeah, I would want to be a woman that's complicated. So maybe like, maybe I'm putting this like similar to just me, but like she comes across as like super friendly.
Okay.
Super nice.
Okay.
Right? You want to be her friend when you see her, right? But then there's like a complication
there's a
about
layer
her.
Under her.
There's like a darkness about her. But then even though she comes across as nice, she's like far from. And as an audience member, you have moments when you hate her.
Ooh.
You know? So she does some things and you're like, I really like her, but she's mad selfish. Like, why does she do that? Do you know what I mean? I feel like
you're rooting for her, but then she like F's up by doing something.
Constantly though.
Okay.
So you constantly see her like in this battle of like right versus wrong, but like battling against herself and just not doing the right thing. But then there's like a self-righteousness about her. You know? Where she still thinks that she's right, but she isn't.
That kind of character would do great on a series.
You know?
Because it gives you time to embed all of these little nuances. By the time you get to season eight, we're like, damn, she's grown, but also from where we started.
Yeah, exactly. So you can tell I like a series. What would be your dream character?
My dream character, I think anyone in a position of power. So I'm talking like let's just say lawyer or like CEO of a firm or something, someone with a position of power, but has like trauma. And is really good at like covering and is really good at you won't see those moments, those stripes, but it takes like one person. Probably, I'm writing myself in a rom-com. It takes the love of her life to strip back her hard exterior shell. Ooh. And then all of a sudden you see her blossom and she is all things powerful, but all things beautiful and vulnerable.
Oh, I love it.
Somebody write it now.
I can really see it.
Write it.
No, I can really, really see it. I love that kind of character. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Because it's like, is she hard because she's been forced to be hard?
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? Because that happens a lot of the time. You see people who are really, really tough. Exactly. Or you have people that they're like, oh, I'm an introvert. Are you an introvert or were you introverted?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. That you've had to become an introvert.
You've had to
because you don't want to feel rejected. So you just make yourself quiet.
Oh, no.
You make yourself silent because every time, you know?
That's so sad. It like the turtle really who stuck its head out its shell and then got snapped and then went back in. Oh.
I saw someone once say, like, how did it feel when you were trying to tell someone about your favorite song and you were ignored?
No,
because how did that feel? You were really, hey guys, I've got this new song and no one heard
you. No one cared.
And no one cared. That will turn anyone into an introvert.
That lives with you. That scars
you. It lives with you. Those moments where there's a big discussion. You know when you're at the games night and everyone's talking. They're talking about politics. Oh, they're talking about things. And you're like, but I think Tony Blair. No one heard you.
They
continued, man. They continued.
In fact, they looked then continued.
They continued, man. That does something to a person. That lives shapes with you. It shapes you. So I love that character because I feel like it's like, okay, she's hard and she's getting her shit done and da-da-da.
But underneath?
There's something there.
There's a softness.
And then the guy that comes in, they're enemies first.
Enemies. Always enemies to lover.
You know, he's trying to take her job, actually.
He's trying to take her job. He's directly her competitor.
He is her competitor.
And he sees her at her hardest.
Yeah. And sees her as like, just a little manner.
Oh.
And she's like, I've been doing this.
Yeah. Because she's actually way better than him at the job.
Way better than him.
Yeah.
But then maybe she had a breakdown at work and suddenly they thought that, oh, because she had a breakdown, like she's weak.
Oh.
And now he's using that moment
to get in
and to say, look, she's too emotional, all that rubbish that they like to do. Yeah. And it becomes like a war.
Like a back and forth.
And then that war, it turns to passion.
Let's write this. Let's write this.
We have just written
a script. A rom-com. A modern day rom-com.
The thing is about rom-coms is that why are they not good ones anymore?
They are terrible.
There's no chemistry.
I would say the rom-coms died 2005.
Oh, specific.
2005 was the death.
Wow.
Of the rom-com. After 2005, we have had...
So what was the last rom-com that you watched in that time that you thought?
I'm not going to lie to you, I pulled the 2005 out of my ass, but it felt like it was a 2005 period. It was the time frame feels like 2005-ish, okay? It was 2005-ish, okay? Just go with
me. I'm like, okay, what was the film?
What was the film?
Was it in April?
It was around that time.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about.
And I just feel like, and I don't know what it is, well, I'm going to blame feminism. I feel like the rise of feminism made rom-coms, made the romantic female lead feel like she had to be more than she was.
Interesting.
Now, walk with me.
Walk. No, I'm walking. Yeah, we're holding hands.
Because I love feminism.
Yeah.
But sometimes with rom-com, the simpler, the better.
100%.
And characters like Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman, which isn't even really a comedy, but it's more of a rom, but anyway. Or How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. Or The Wedding Planner. Those characters were just girls.
I'm just a girl, yeah.
They were just girls.
Yeah.
And I feel like womening is great.
Yeah.
But I think women womened too close to the sun when it came to the writing of said characters, because I think we just took out the essence of a rom-com is boy meets girl, girl meets boy, fall in love. There's a bit of a hubbub and they fall back in love again. It's simple. We don't need too much padding. Feminists don't kill me.
You know what? what you've said is fantastic.
I hope that makes sense.
It makes complete sense. You're completely right.
And there is a world for the strong, fantastic female lead. There is a world for dramas. There is a world for complicated women and writing that gives us nuance. And there are actors who can play that and embody that.
Yeah.
But sometimes you just need Jennifer Lopez and Made in Manhattan.
Let me tell you something about one thing about Jennifer Lopez.
The woman can act.
She can act. Why are people getting on to her?
The woman can act.
What? If I see J-Lo and it's a rom-com, I'm there.
I'm in it.
I don't need a trailer.
I'm in it.
I'm there. That woman can act.
My little Latina princess.
Oh.
I'm there.
I'm there.
Singing, however.
You know, when J-Lo sings, it's...
first thing, is she the one singing? Let me not be shady on this podcast because she's just trying to survive. We're all trying to chase the bag.
We're all trying to chase the bag.
In this adulting life.
But sometimes put some bags down.
Let someone else pick a bag.
And just say, do you know what?
It's not
Let me just focus on these movies.
Because
these rom-coms,
honestly,
she's fantastic in a rom-com.
Have you ever watched Enough? It's not a rom-com.
I've watched it.
It's not a rom-com.
Yeah.
But that movie.
She's good.
I said, Jennifer Lopez.
I think she can act so good.
She is such a
I think she's a great actress. She just has a very naturalism about her. I believe her.
I really do believe her. Yeah. So give that woman a script. I know she's going to devour it. But
music?
Give her sheet music. Oh, no.
I don't. Baby, oh no. Bring back rom-coms.
Bring back rom-coms.
Please. 10 Things I Hate About You. It made me want to fall in love.
And that's
what's missing, actually. Because I'm not watching things that make me want to fall in love.
Exactly.
And
butterflies.
No butterflies. And you know what it is as well? I think actors of today, and I know we're actors as well,
mm-hmm.
you more so than me. No. Unfortunately, I haven't seen a script for a long time.
Girl.
It's a personal thing.
Girl.
I need to get a script again.
Girl.
Get back in the classes.
Let me tell you something.
Get back in the classes.
We actually need to talk about this afterwards.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to be joining the classes too.
Do you know what I mean?
But let me tell you something. Yeah.
We'll circle because I'm like,
back.
Okay.
But you absolutely are an actor. Do you know what I mean? Not even do that, but okay.
But I do feel a part of me, and this is maybe the drama school girl in me.
Okay.
I feel like the older actors, they had to die by the line to get their roles, you know?
Mm.
It was tough, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Getting into that space, getting that role, getting that audition, you know, going into the room, like, it was like... It's such a process. It's just such a thing, right? So when they're performing, a lot of those old films, they're so good because like it's not a joke. They're not waking up and saying, "Oh, I don't know my lines, but I'll figure it out."
Woo!
It's like we are building a character. Like this is our life. I am the character actually. Matter of fact, I don't even want to fake this. I'm gonna be this character for 40 days and 40 nights.
Speak on it.
Nowadays.
Speak on
nowadays,
the professionalism nowadays
it's not really like that, and I know that for a fact it's not like that because you know what? I know a lot of actors because obviously I went to drama school and then I continued to train like literally up until like 2019, 2020. Do you know what I mean? I know a lot of actors and a lot of us old school ones, the way they like approach a script is so different from the younger lot because it's a lot more easier. You're telling me now that. You get an audition and you just have to send a tape. Back in the days, right?
Babe, what's a
tape was just a blessing. Like, that just happened to happen if it was in America.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you know what it feels like
to be in the waiting room
and seeing everyone that looks like you going for the same thing and you're shaking like this and you have to gather yourself? Do you know what it is to like have to cry in the room?
On cue, right there and then.
It's so different. And I think it shows in the films.
A lot of I was saying to a friend of mine who's, I think her sister's in drama school, and she was saying like, her sister was complaining, or her cousin was complaining, I can't remember if it was a cousin or sister, was complaining about, she went to an audition and she was given the script on the day. And I was like,
Is anybody home?
What do you mean? Sight reading? Did you not do a course?
Let me tell you something, See, you these kids, they don't do nothing.
Babe.
Improv, they can't do.
Babe.
Yeah. They can't do improv. They can't sight read. It's just vibes. It's just like, I sound like a boomer. I know I do.
I don't want to be a hater.
I don't want to be a hater.
I don't want to be a hater.
I'm not a hater. I sound like a boomer, but I just think.
But you can tell.
You can tell.
And as a viewer, as you someone who tell. Likes to watch.
You can tell.
I can see the difference.
Yeah.
The caliber is different.
You can tell.
You can tell.
They've never stepped foot in a theatre.
Ooh.
You can't tell me. I'm sorry. You cannot tell me that you want to be an actor and you've not gone to the theatre. Not only have you not, so you don't go to the theatre, right? But then also you never actually performed on stage.
On stage? And they are two different worlds, okay? And they are two practices that require a different skill set.
Yeah.
But you absolutely need theatre as the foundation.
100, like as
you need the 100%. The foundation that theatre acting will give you is you are put in the ringer. It's unmatched because there's no cut. Let's do that again.
No.
I didn't feel the energy. There's no.
You have to see it through, my
day
guy.
The day your actor, your scene partner, gives you something different from rehearsals and you've got to now find a way of making sure that scene makes sense and match. Tell me.
You got to see it through, my guy.
You got to see it through, babe.
Like, it's a something.
Yeah.
And they don't have that.
Shame. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's like lack of funding. I don't know if...
It is.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I think theatre is becoming way more elitist.
Yeah.
And a lot 100%. Of people are making, you know, short films on their phones.
It's the quickest way in.
So I get the hustle.
Yeah.
But you've got to pad yourself with that backbone. Because
I agree.
Once you get on set with these like old school actors.
Exactly.
I did one with Blair Underwood. Let me tell you something. That man is a motherfucking machine. Oh. I said, Blair, shut up. Let me put my voice recorder on so I can listen to you. Give me notes. Yeah. He was just like, the script speaks to me. And like, I'm like,
wow, that's an actor.
Oh, that's an actor.
So you have to,
That you are this.
Do you know what I mean?
I'm this.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm here. You are here. You're like, here.
The script is speaking. You're telling me the script is coming alive.
I said, wow.
That's an actor. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's why, like, even when I say, like, oh, I'm an actor, I'm like, because I know, like, what it actually takes, like, to be an actor, right? When I say, I'm just like, I know right now, I'm just not quite there. Like, I know what it's like now. Obviously, we're in line, we're doing our thing. I'll do my little skits here and there. And it's just like, oh, we're just all
vibes. No, I hear you.
You know what I'm saying? So it doesn't feel like, you know, and I know that there's room for that. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I feel like you're just combining it at this point. Do you know what I mean? Because obviously, you've got the older school actors. I'd say also that they're older, but just actors who are just actors.
Yeah.
They don't understand the social aspect
100%.
Of it. And they don't rate it either.
No.
And I need them to put some respect on it.
I don't be saying it.
Yeah. They don't. When you say it in a room of actors, oh, yeah, I'm on TikTok. They're like,
I don't say it. If I meet a director, I don't say it.
They don't like it.
Nope. They want you to stick to your craft.
Yeah. They don't like it.
Be a master of your craft.
Yeah.
What do you mean you're on TikTok?
What's TikTok?
What do you mean?
You do skits on what?
But let me be real frank with you. Theatre ain't paying me what the social media can be paying me. So y'all either up my motherfucking budget if you want me to be, or hello?
And that is the tea. That is the tea. Because some of the fees I see sometimes for theatre, I remember when I was thinking about getting back into it again, I remember like the woman, the manager was like, would you want to do some theatre? And I was like, I can't go back. I can't go back to the way it used to be.
Hallelujah.
Because let me tell you something. Baby, that $460 a week is not going to work.
Equity minimum, it's not gonna work, sweetie.
So I was like, let me get my grounding first. So when you're doing the theatre, you're not doing it for money. You know, you've got money in your account. You never do theatre for money anyway.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
You do it because you love. When I started doing social media, I was like, I kind of want to just go into film and TV now. Like I've been doing theatre for like 10 years. I just want to film and TV. And then maybe 6 months ago, I was like, I miss being on a stage. I miss the electricity of a crowd. I miss the like vibrancy. I miss the script. I miss the rehearsal process.
Yeah, it's nice. The bonding.
Taking apart a script and putting it back together and watching your castmate work through their character development and you work through. I said, I miss it. Get me back on stage now.
That forces
you. Oh, baby.
Oh, baby.
Bills still have to be paid.
They have to be paid.
We
have to be paid. And when you've it has to be paid. And that's the problem. And maybe that's why, I guess in conclusion, maybe we are hypocrites.
Maybe we're the biggest hypocrites ever.
Because maybe that's why they're not going to the theater. Because they're like, I got to get this Netflix money immediately. And I hear it.
I hear it. And I support you, sweetie.
I support you.
I support you.
Keep doing your thing.
We're rooting for you.
Just be taking classes. Take
classes. Get a coach. And let your work speak for itself. That's all I'll say. Your work speak for itself.
I love how we got into this, like, actor vibe.
Right?
Like, if you guys are listening, man, just welcome into the world. This is acting.
Welcome.
It's a whole new world of just acting, directing, and what it's like. And I just love that. I feel like I don't even get to talk about it as much anymore.
Same.
So I just felt so nice to just, you
reminisce.
Know, to reminisce.
Reminisce about the good old days.
To the days. You
know? Reminisce about the good old days, darling. That's the way we did it. Yeah.
So, Rel, are you happy with the adult you're becoming?
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, that was so quick and swift. I like that.
Yeah, I am. And I've realised that, like, I think 20s, I doubted my adult decisions and capabilities. Mm. And then I turned 30 this year and I was like, yeah, that's not happening anymore. Mm. This is what you get.
Yeah.
I haven't taxed my car.
Wait, what?
My car is not taxed. Currently.
Okay.
Zero tax. It'll get taxed when it gets taxed. What do you want me to do? There's no road tax on the car. The car don't have road tax, Rita. What do you want me to do? You expect me to wake up, survive, figure out what I'm eating, be nice, pray, be mindful? No. Something on the list got dropped and it was my road tax.
Okay. Because the thing is, when you started your sentence, I thought you were kind of going to go into like, oh, why am I happy about the adult that I'm becoming? Mm. And it just went into no road tax.
Oh.
So I'm just like.
I mean, I'm happy with the adult I am becoming because I can make decisions like not paying road tax for now and be comfortable with it. Not judge myself.
Take
the judgment out of adulting because we watched our parents and our aunties and whatever do it and it looked like they did it all. And then we became adults and we were like, but my parents had kids and they had moved to a new country and they were doing this. Hello. Yeah. It's not suffering I have to download because my parents had to suffer.
Yeah.
They did it. I have my own suffering.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it will come when it comes, but I don't have to do what they were doing. This is the version of me you get.
I love that.
That's what I
really love that. Because it's just accept. This is the version of what you get.
Yeah.
This is who I am.
This is who I am.
And there's no judgment for who I am. I'm going to do things the way I'm going to do things. As long as I'm not hurting people, then.
And I'm self-development is key to life. I'm trying to better myself. I'm in therapy. But I'm not going to. Rome wasn't built in a day, babe. You know, I've only been an adult technically for what, the last 10 years?
Exactly.
There's only so much I can do as a person.
There's so much you can do as a person.
So
I love that.
Yeah, take the judgment away.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
I ask the questions in reverse, but who is Sorrel? Like, what are the words like that describe who Sorrel is?
A child of God.
Oh, I love that.
An entertainer, an encourager, hey, God said enough,
and it's still going.
He said enough. He said peace, please. You said child of God should have been enough. He said why are you adding more words? He said stop adding words to the list. Okay.
He said that's it.
That's it. You're a child of God. That's your identity is in me. Full stop. Well, then I guess I'm those three things. Well, who can argue with the Lord? Who can argue with the Lord? No, I was going to say I'm an occasional hot mess. Those are the four words I would. What would people know me describe? I don't know. I'm forever evolving. My mum says a woman should reinvent herself frequently.
Yeah.
So
I agree with that.
Ask me in 6 months' time, we may have a different set of words.
What I love about you is actually just how transparent you are. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well.
Because I just think you don't have to be, actually. Yeah. Especially because of like of being online and what we do, you don't have to be transparent. Mm. But I feel like you come from a very sincere place of honesty, and this is what who I am. What you see is what you get.
Yeah.
These are my boundaries. This is what I'll show you. Be like, you're not gonna show us your man. And I think that's good.
Yeah.
Keep your man to yourself.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But it's like, have like, that you're just very transparent. Oh, I'm a hot mess occasionally.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because I feel like people kind of seek perfection in people they don't seek in themselves. Do you know what I mean?
Perfection is like, so overrated.
It's so boring.
So boring.
Why do I want to be perfect? And for what reason?
Yeah. I mean, I look to women who are also the same, who are just like, I am this. Mm. This is me. And I may get better at that one thing that's really been annoying me, but if I don't, I'm also not going to beat myself up about it. I'm just going to keep trying.
Yeah.
And that's all you can do in life, Rita. Otherwise, you will cry.
And you know what? I do cry. A lot. You know? I went through a phase where I didn't cry for a few months.
Really?
And I was like, this is crazy. I haven't cried. Like, why haven't I cried?
Are you a crier?
Like, I like schedule cries, you know. Perfect. If I haven't had a cry, I watch like a really sad show.
You have to.
Do you know what I mean?
No,
and just get out of me because I'm feeling really tense. I'm like, okay.
Don't keep it in.
I need a cry.
Yeah.
Right? And I didn't cry for, I was like, okay, this is weird. I haven't really cried. But then.
Oh, the floodgates opened.
The flood, yeah. And then I went for a moment and I was like crying bare. Like
constantly,
like, yeah. Yeah, I was just crying. Everything was just making me sad. I was like, oh my God, am I pregnant?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, babe.
Even though I knew I wasn't, I was like, crying. Do you know what I mean? But then. And then I just felt better afterwards. But yeah, I love a good cry. Do you know what I mean?
A good cathartic cry will get it solve out of it. So many issues.
So much. And then have a nap. Oh.
Oh. Oh.
You're good to go.
Good to go.
Do you know what I mean?
Lock yourself in and have a little cry.
Have a little cry.
Done.
Okay. Well, are you as adult as you think you are?
Am I as adult as I think I am?
Mm.
Yeah. I pay my bills. Mm-hmm. I make decisions for myself.
Mm.
No, I'm not. No. Look, I'm a hypocrite. No, I'm not.
Look, I'm going to ask you a few questions, and this is adulthood according to me.
Okay, go on.
Okay, so for me, you might be an adult, or you may not be.
Okay, go on.
But these are just according to me.
Hit me.
Do you have a coffee machine?
Now, hold on. The specifics? Like a barista frothing
situation? Nah, just a coffee machine. I bought a coffee machine
yesterday.
Yeah.
And like a little pod and you pop it in?
Yeah.
I've got that.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay. I know, I just bought one, so yes, I know what that life is like.
Yeah,
now.
It's very sweet.
I was having instant coffee just a couple of days ago.
But listen, I'll never ish on instant coffee. Mm. I love me some instant coffee.
It's helped so many
but
times.
That pod,
whew,
smooth.
Wow. Mm. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. No problem. You have a milk frother as well?
No. Wait, the stick with the...
Well, there's a stick, but you can elevate it, and there's a jug.
Oh, I don't have the jug.
Different settings.
I don't have the jug.
You know, ice.
You have the jug?
Oh, ice, hot milk.
You have the jug?
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's a whole new world. Hot milk, then you get the setting for cappuccino, so it's a certain amount of froth, and a setting for latte. Wow, beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah.
Time for me to elevate, no worries.
Talking about milk, do you buy your milk when it finishes, or do you buy it in bulk? As in, so when the milk finishes, you just open a cupboard and another one's already there?
I buy it, not in bulk, but I don't wait for it to finish. Mm. There will be like a 2-day amount.
And then you'll go.
And then I'll get another one. Because I have to have a cup of tea and I have to have a coffee. They are the two needs in my life.
Yeah, same.
Without a cup of tea, I actually feel like I haven't functioned properly.
Yeah, same. Yeah. A real, real, real adult will just have it because you know you need it. So it's just in the cupboard. Unless you're using whole milk, then it expires.
Okay, what milk do you drink? Maybe that's less.
Soya milk.
I don't. I'd have to have the green milk.
Oh, you're semi-skimmed.
Semi-skimmed. Mm. I do like soy when I go to a coffee shop.
Mm.
For some reason, I feel like when I use soy at my house, it tastes funky. Mm.
So you don't have the frother.
Maybe it's the frother.
Yeah.
Frother and soy milk are the things that, okay.
Yeah.
I'm learning. Yeah. I'm learning.
Do you have your friends' birthdays in your calendar? Hmm. I mean, it happens every year.
You know? I'm going to blame that on ADHD, but yeah.
Yeah. But you're undiagnosed.
Yes, my undiagnosed ADHD. Okay. Move on to the next question, Rita. Okay. 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 Me? Thank you.
I know, sorry, because you shared something with me and then I've now used it.
You've
again.
Used it against me.
And you know that you've, wasn't right.
Yeah, thank yeah. you.
That wasn't right. That wasn't right.
Thank you for being self-reflective.
Yeah, yeah, that wasn't thank right. You. Yeah. Do you have life insurance?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
I do.
No, you don't.
I have health and life insurance. The reason why I was thinking was because I got them at two different times. And what I want to do is move it to the same company, but I do have life insurance. And I also have beneficiaries. I know, that was really difficult. Well, it wasn't that difficult, it was my family, but it was just weird, like, oh my God, 20% to you, 30% to you, like, yeah. Yeah.
Wow!
Yeah, yeah.
Guys, I believe that Sorrel might be the first person in 31 episodes or 32 episodes.
A life insurance?
Yeah.
You don't got life insurance, Rita?
Okay, first of all, yeah. First of all, obviously in this segment of the show, and I know how you could have misread this, I only ask the questions.
Oh, I see, yeah, I see. Okay, yeah. my bad.
But I will say this. Uh-huh. It's not that I don't want life insurance.
What is?
But when I went on the website, yeah. When they were saying something about 100 something a month, yeah. I thought, for how long?
It is till you die.
Exactly. So I'm like, well, every day I'm praying for long life. So, I mean, this is a huge expense.
But the thing is, sorry.
Do you know what I mean? I just said.
You just said the math ain't mathing.
I said, is this necessary?
Yeah. Because God's plan and this payment plan are not seeing eye to eye. I hear it.
But I know I need it. So I ask this question every week and you're the first person that has.
Before, I would say, anyone, if you're listening, or watching, before you turn 30, get life insurance. Once you turn 30, it gets more expensive. Once you turn 35, it gets more expensive. Mm. And when you get life insurance, get the one where you basically get the health check done and get as high of a thingy as you can. Because I'm thinking of kids. My family, as in like my parents, my siblings, probably won't see my life insurance because at that point I'll have children. But if I can get like, I think my life insurance policy is for $500,000. I want to up it, but
again, the monthlies are
But even 75,000 will change your 50,000. So they could put a deposit down to a house.
Yeah.
It's an annoying thing to think about adult wise, but it is necessary. Mm. And also I think someone I saw somewhere online, I don't know if this is just an American thing, but you can actually take out of your life insurance. For example, let's say if you have like cancer early, God forbid,
yeah.
But if you were to get cancer, you could take out of your life insurance before you die and use it to like settle up your estate or go on a holiday or yeah. But I don't know if that's just America, but yes, I do have life insurance and you need to get life insurance and all your other guests need to get life insurance.
Wow.
I strongly believe that.
And I mean,
yeah,
that was a fantastic advert. Unfortunately,
for life insurance.
Life insurance has not sponsored this podcast.
It has not, but they should.
But they should, because they that should. Was that really
would,
fantastic.
That would be very on brand.
Yeah,
it would.
That was, yeah. Okay. I'm convinced, guys. I'm sure that you guys are convinced. You know what? You didn't have the milk frother, so I was going to say you're not an adult.
Okay.
But then you balanced it out with the life insurance.
So I'm glad to know that life insurance and milk frother are on the same level of importance.
Yeah. And you got one of them.
I got one out of the two, and you're going to take it.
Yeah. I'm for that, fine. I've got you a gift.
I get a gift. Is it a milk frother?
Have you ever been cooking in your air fryer and you think to yourself, oh my God, this is so oily.
You are not a real
what
person.
What am I going to do? Introducing silicone coated round tin liners. Put this in your air fryer. Get the chips in there.
Nice.
Absorbs the oil.
Nice.
Dash it when you're done. This is my adult gift for you today.
Thank you so much. I will cherish this.
I hope you do, yeah.
And I actually don't have one of these. So you are a forward thinker. You are.
Oh God, it's just not easy just being that person that just gives people
that knows everything.
Fantastic gifts
yeah.
every single week. I am just here to make everyone better. That's all I ask, that you leave here better than how you came.
You are living in your purpose.
Thank you so much
for
that.
You are living in your purpose.
Wow, I felt that in my heart.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And that thank you is felt sincere.
No, honestly, thank you. I really appreciate this. I shall be using this. Not for chips, but for salmon. are we using this for salmon?
Oh, she got money.
Well,
she got money.
You need them omega-3s. So that's another episode. She said that's a whole other episode. Because let me tell you something, those bones, I ain't got manganese. I'm struggling, okay? I'm struggling. So
thank you so much for coming on the show today. I've had the best time. The gist has been sweet.
It's been flowing.
Oh, it's been fantastic.
Thank you for having me. This is coming.
Guys, thank you so much for listening, for watching. You guys know the vibes. Please share, like, subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend. I do not want to be your secret lover. I want to be your main thing that you think about every day, okay? Don't make me a secret. Don't keep me to yourselves. And also, you know the vibes. If you didn't like my co-host today, please do not use that as a reason to not come back. She is not going to be here next week. She's not going to be here. We have someone else. So please, come back to the show next week. Don't let that defer you, okay? Thank you so much for listening. Real. If you are listening, please don't forget to rate the show. Don't rate the show if it's under 5 stars. Keep it to yourself. Keep it in the group chat. If it's 5 stars, please rate the show. Leave a comment. I've been reading the comments. They've been very, very beautiful. I feel like we're building a community here. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for the love. I love you guys so much. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.